Welcome to the Monday Marketing Madness Podcast. You know, there's a lot of things to hate about Mondays. So, we figured, why not make someone's Monday something to look forward to? Every Monday on this podcast, we share confidential marketing secrets, innovative strategies, and growth hacks to help catapult you to entrepreneur rockstar status and grow your online business to massive new heights. Now, here's your host, Ronnie Rock Smith.
Hey everyone, Ronnie Rock Smith here with USA Digi. Welcome to my Monday Marketing Madness Podcast, where in marketing, some days can be great and some days can be absolute madness, right? So how are you today? I'm doing awesome as always, and I hope you are too. So the Monday Marketing Madness Podcast is featured every Monday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, but on some occasions it might be posted a little later in the day, depending on our schedule that week. And today we are going to talk about how to time your social media post for maximum exposure. And gone are the days when social media posts showed up in chronological order. These were safer, simpler times to be an online marketer. But today we get to deal with the dreaded algorithms, the details of which are more closely guarded than nuclear launch codes. Pretty much the algorithm learns about the users and shows only what they think users want to see the most. So you are going to have to experiment with your social media posts, engagements, and actions to see what gets you the most exposure. And timing is everything. In fact, it remains consistent across all social media platforms. And you get the most bang for your buck within the first 3 hours that you post. Even then, the majority of your engagements is going to happen within the first hour. This makes choosing what time you want to post to go live a very critical part of your social media plan. The popular blog QuickSprout.com did a study on the best days and times for posting on social media, and here's a quick summary of their findings with some of my own commentary as well. So let's start with Facebook. It seems that traffic on Facebook builds up over the week, with peak days being Thursdays and Fridays for daytime posts. So it's probably safe to say that towards the end of the week, people are ready for the work to end and spend more time on social media. And posts made at 1 p.m. see the most shares, and posts around 3 p.m. get the most comments. Okay, so let's talk about Twitter. So if you're marketing to businesses or business owners, then tweeting during the week within business hours is your best bet. Now, if you are marketing to consumers, then the end of the week is better, and within the hours of 5 to 6 p.m. will get you the most retweets. So let's have a look at Pinterest now. Pinterest is more of a search engine than a social media platform, but that's a debate for another time. And the hottest days for Pinterest is Saturday. So on any given day, the most activity is taking place in the evening after dinner from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Okay, so now finally, let's take a look at Instagram. So Instagram is all over the map, depending on your niche, but on average, lunch times and after work hours are the best time to post. Evenings and weekends are huge. So one thing for sure is that you want to keep your specific audience in mind. These are great guidelines to follow, but there are a few more things that you need to take into consideration before laying out your posting schedule. First is time zones. Noon doesn't take place for everyone at the same time. So in order to hit the lunch hour for the majority of your audience, you need to find out where your audience lives. The Insights or Analytics tab of each social media site should be able to tell you where your users live. There are also tools and apps that can give you even more of a breakdown of who and where your ideal clients are. Now, the second thing to take into consideration is your unique niche. If your target market is moms, for instance, then you need to know that their online time is limited and mostly takes place in the evening after their kids are in bed. If your target audience is serial entrepreneurs, then they are probably online during business hours and weekdays. So take some time to get to know your niche and learn their online habits. Combine that knowledge with the average timeline for maximum results. So I hope this gives you a bit of insight on how to time your social media post for maximum exposure. And hey guys, if you find value in our recordings, please consider supporting the Monday Marketing Madness podcast. This donation will help to sustain future episodes. There are three options to choose from. Option number one is 99 cents a month. Option number two is $4.99 a month. And option number three is $9.99 a month. So if you are listening to this podcast on another platform besides Anchor.fm, head over to Anchor.fm, Ronnie-Rock-Smith. That's anchor.fm/RONNIE-ROKK-SMITH. Then you will find the support button next to our logo on the page in between the Listen on Spotify button and the Message button. Whichever option you choose is fine by us. We just appreciate any support we can get. And of course, you can cancel anytime. So stay tuned for next Monday's show, where I'll be talking about the 6th best traffic sources for marketing in 2020. So that about wraps up this episode. Until the next one, thanks for your time and interest. I'm Ronnie Rock Smith, and guys, happy marketing.